That's one problem we can't resolve, because somebody has high blood pressure, somebody low blood pressure, somebody is anti-fan, somebody is anti-aircon, somebody is anti-both, somebody likes coolness, somebody likes heat. It's difficult, very difficult in a masjid to satisfy everybody. We must just think that how we bought a plane. When the person is going to Saudi Arabia, now at least the temperature is a little better in those planes. Otherwise there was a time when it used to be extremely cold, because they used to think they're traveling in that 50 degree heat. But now once you're in the plane, you can do nothing. 7 hours, 8 hours, you're stuck in there. So at that time, how we condition our minds? Now whatever it is, we will take it. Somebody will put his jersey on, somebody will put a blanket on, but the thing is, they will take the coolness. So we try our best, make a little cold this side, a little warmer this side, a little more warmer that side. Try our best, but after that, we must not become so sensitive and so weak. How are we going to make jihad? How are we going to really do any khidmat and service of deen if we can't take a little bit of variation in temperatures? And yet on the football ground, cricket ground and all other grounds, how many times we read that the whole crowd, they brave the rain and the hail and they brave the heat and of the sun, sitting there for hours and hours and hours. And the moment we walk into the masjid, we want the temperature to be exactly suiting our taste. That's our weakness. So we have to condition our minds. We try our best. Allah Ta'ala has given some facilities to make use of. We should make use of it. But then, to expect that it will suit us all the time is very difficult. Because you have a congregation of so many people. Different people have got different kinds of temperaments. Sometimes somebody has got temperature, is sick. And because of his sickness, he can't even take the fan. So the person must try and stand wherever it is most convenient. But like that, generally the others, people like us, we must try to make the adjustments. If you think that where we're standing is a little cold, then put on a jersey. And if it's a little hot, then bear it for a little while. How long Tarawih takes? 45 minutes. And normal namazes is a few minutes only. But even for the normal namazes, people want that zuhur time, coming from the outside. You just come and make 4 rakat namaz here, that's all. But for that 4 rakat namaz also, we want the whole masjid will be nice and cool. Then we will make our namaz. So we have got our shortcomings, our weaknesses. We must try and make tawbah, istighfar of our weaknesses, and ask Allah Ta'ala for himmat and courage. Nevertheless, tonight we know is the 21st night. So there again, we must not come to conclusion that Laylatul Qadr is definitely on the 27th night. It could be on the 27th, could be on the 25th, could be even tonight, we don't know. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one occasion he made 10 nights of i'tikaf, 10 days i'tikaf, and then he continued for the second 10, and then after that took off his head out of the tent in which he was making the i'tikaf, and he said, all those who made i'tikaf with me for the past 20 days, make for another 10. Says he, I made the i'tikaf in search of Laylatul Qadr. And then he was informed that the Laylatul Qadr is ahead. So he said, now make niyat of another 10. And then he says, I was shown Laylatul Qadr after he was making the next third 10. He says, but then I was made to forget. But the next morning when I put my head in sajda, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he had mud on his forehead. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the morning of that night that he made i'tikaf, so he had mud on his forehead. So the sahabi who reports it, I'm just giving you the gist of the hadith sharif. He says, that that night it rained. And the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not like ours at that time. It leaks. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he placed his head in sajda. So the effect of mud was on his forehead. And he says it was the 21st night. So that riwayat is about 21st night. Then we get 23rd night, 25th night, many other reports. And most of them say it was the 27th. Whoever, whichever night he had the experience, then he mentioned it. So let us make some zikr, some ibadat tonight. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he was at Stanger in his last Ramadan, thousands of people flocked to Stanger at that time. And practically every night he used to have Maulana Mu'inuddin Dawud Barakatuhum reading Muraqabah of Maut. Make it a little cooler in the feeling. He used to read Muraqabah of Maut. And the reason for reading Muraqabah of Maut is to give us that break. I keep saying that is the break, because we have no control over our actions and deeds. We have become breakless. So the remembrance of maut is that break, that the person does not know where, when his death is going to come. So this remembrance of that makes him stop when nafs and shaitan are encouraging him to go towards evil.
तूने मनसब भी अगर पाया तो क्या गंज सीमो जर भी हाथ आया तो क्या तूने मनसब भी अगर पाया तो क्या गंज सीमो जर भी हाथ आया तो क्या कसर आली शां भी बनवाया तो क्या दबदबा भी अपना दिखलाया तो क्या एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है
Says, even if you get the highest position in the land, so what? We have discussed this many times in our Thursday Majlis of Zikr. But it is a reminder that even if you get the highest position in the land, so what? The person can become a king, the person can become a prime minister, he can become a president of the country, he can become a cabinet minister, he can become the richest person in the world, he can be anything. So what? He says, so what? So once again, we must not forget that Shariat, our Deen, our Quran, our Sunnah is very beautiful. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created everything for us. So we are told to make use of it. And many times I have mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even in the Hadith Sharif about the acceptance of du'as, where it is mentioned that three people's du'as are never rejected. The fasting person until he opens his fast, and the just ruler, Sultan-e-Adil, and then the person upon whom injustice has been done. So that person, Allah Ta'ala says, that his dua, Allah Ta'ala raises above the clouds, the doors of heaven are opened, and Allah Ta'ala takes qasam in his honor and says, لَأَنْصُرَنَّكَ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينَ I will definitely, most certainly, assist you and help you, even though it may be after some time. But the fact that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions about the ruler who is just, then again about those people who will get shade under the throne of Allah Ta'ala, one of those categories is the person who is a just ruler. Now clearly indicating that there is nothing wrong if the person becomes a king or a ruler or a prime minister or president. There's nothing wrong. But the condition is this, that he must not become a zalim He must not be unjust, he must not be unfair, he must not disobey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In whichever position he is, he must obey Allah ta'ala. In Islam, it's not necessary that if a person is rich, then he must become very poor to become the beloved of Allah ta'ala. And it's not necessary that the person who is very poor, he must become very rich, then he'll become the beloved of Allah ta'ala. That's not necessary. It's not necessary that the person who is a ruler, who is a king, who is a president, prime minister, then he must step down from there and he must become a street sweeper, then only he can become Waliullah. And it's not necessary that that street sweeper must go high and become a president and become a king, then only he can become Waliullah. Look at the Islam, how beautiful. Allah Ta'ala's system is very, very unique, very, very easy and very practical. That whichever level you are, as long as you obey Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in that level, that is sufficient. The rich in his richness, the poor in his poverty, the king in his kingship, the whoever in whichever position he is, he obeys Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then he becomes Waliullah. Iman and Taqwa, these two things are required. But here we are talking about the person who is disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, who is rejecting Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. So he tells to those people that if you gain the highest position in the land, then to what? And if you got all the world's riches in your hand, then what? If you built the biggest palaces in the country, so what? And if you showed your power and your strength, I am superpower, I can bombard anywhere, and I've got nuclear bomb, and I got this, and I got that, so what? At the end of the day, what? Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. That person too has to die. Whoever it is, the person, finally he will have to leave this world, and he will have to account for his deeds and actions. So all that is required is to find out what the Quran says, what the Sharia says with regards to our business, with regards to our marriage, with regards to our walima, with regards to our upbringing of the children, in whichever field. We just have to find out those few laws that are applicable in that particular field and profession or activity, apply it in one's life, obey Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that person got the best of both worlds.
Tune mansab bhi agar paya to kya, ganje simo zar bhi hath aaya to kya, qasr ali shan bhi banwaya to kya, dab daba bhi apna dikhlaya to kya. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Saans hai ek rehrawe mulke adam, dafatan ek roz ye jayega tham. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai.
Life is melting away like a block of ice on a hot day. Drop by drop, drop by drop, the ice melts away. You can't hold it. Put the block of ice outside and then tell the block of ice, don't melt away. It will melt away. Like that, our life, it is melting away. The alternation of the day and night, it is taking away the days of our life. Chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Every breath we are taking in and every breath we are exhaling, life is running out. دفعتن ایک روز یہ جائے گا تم. Suddenly one day it is going to stop. Suddenly it is going to stop. Angel of death will not first give us phone call, or first send some SMS, or first ask our permission, can I visit you? Long time didn't see you. Angel of death will visit suddenly. Very few people now really have the opportunity to make Tawbah before they leave. Suddenly they're gone. So therefore he says that kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. Do whatever you have to do, finally it is going to be death.
Hey, yahan se tujhko jana ek din, قبر میں ہوگا ٹھکانہ ایک دن. ہے یہاں سے تجھ کو جانا ایک دن, قبر میں ہوگا ٹھکانہ ایک دن. منہ خدا کو ہے دکھانا ایک دن, اب نہ غفلت میں گوانا ایک دن. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے.
ہے یہاں سے تجھ کو جانا ایک دن. Your janaza will proceed someday from here. He says, we are not going to remain here forever. قبر میں ہوگا ٹھکانہ ایک دن. That is where we will end up. منہ خدا کو ہے دکھانا ایک دن. And the day will come when we will have to stand before Allah تبارک و تعالی and account for all our deeds and actions. Therefore he says, now don't waste any more time. Time is a very very precious and very valuable commodity. Once the person has wasted his time, he can never bring it back. And all of us, if we have to look at our childhood days, our youthful days and school days and other days of our lives, then we find that so much of our time was wasted. And still we are not taking a lesson, we are still wasting so much of our valuable time. There is nothing wrong talking cheerfully with friends, a little bit of laughter and joke and happiness and all that is part of life. Nothing wrong if the niyat is good. But where hours and hours and hours are spent on the television watching cricket, football, rugby and all other kinds of sporting activities and all other kind of haram things also. How are we going to account for it when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say that I gave you such a valuable and a precious commodity, such a great ni'mat and such a great bounty, and that is how you wasted that great ni'mat. And if the person was engaging in sins, then it's even worse. Muh khuda ko hai dikhana ek din. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. I always say that it is exactly the same thing that the disbelievers, the one who does not believe in Allah Ta'ala in the day of judgment, he also says the same thing. That do what you have to do now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Life is running out, so therefore whatever you have to do, do it now. The disbeliever says the same thing. But what does he mean when he says that? What he means is drink as much as you want, commit as much adultery as you want, as much fornication as you want, go and engage in all kinds of haram. Enjoy yourself now because tomorrow you'll turn to dust, because they believe that you turn to dust. So before you turn to dust, enjoy yourself. So they say the same thing, but they mean something different. And when we say it, what we say is that make the best of the opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given, because there's going to be no return to this world once the person is gone. So ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai.
Aane wale kis se taali jayegi, جان تیری جانے والی جائے گی. आने वाली किससे टाली जाएगी, जान तेरी जाने वाली जाएगी, रूह रग रग से निकाली जाएगी, तुझ पे एक दिन खाक डाली जाएगी, एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है। The soul is going to be extracted from every part of the body. No one will be able to resist. If all the surgeons, if all the physicians, if all the doctors of the world and the specialists of the world have to gather around a patient or a sick person whose life Allah Ta'ala has ordered must now leave his body, so then they will not be able to save. Haven't we heard of those same doctors and surgeons and physicians collapsing and going? Whilst attending to a patient, so many instances, the person is attending to a patient and he went away. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system is such that he kept this a secret. Nobody knows when his time is going to be up. Nobody knows. So if we don't know, then the sensible thing is not to be in the wrong places. That's the sensible thing. Allah Ta'ala gave us intelligence. We are ulul albab, people of intelligence. So now who is the person of intelligence? When he knows that there's going to be a bomb blast at a certain area, he knows it. That if you are going to be in the vicinity of that area, then the bomb blast will blast him away too. So at that time will he go there? When he knows it. Why? Because his intelligence tells him that, his senses. He is a sensible person. He has understanding. So that tells him that you know that there is going to be a bomb blast there. The person has planted a bomb and is going to take off just now. So run from there. You are not going to stand there. Like that, so many other things, when the person knows beforehand that something is going to happen at a certain place, then he doesn't go there. Then he runs far from there. So like that, when it comes to death, the sensible person, his intelligence tells him that you don't know where you are going to die. So why should you be at a wrong place? For it just could happen that that is the place that your soul leaves your body. Then what? That's why I always say that to my young friends, that nafs and shaitan, its mizaj, its nature is that it wants to enjoy sins. But just ask ourselves one question, because we are believers in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been sitting here now. Ask ourselves just one question. When nafs and shaitan says, go ahead, commit adultery, fornication, watch this porn site, read this filthy magazine, do this, do that, at that time say, what if? Ask only one question, what if? And then conclude yourself after that. What if the angel of death has to extract the soul at this very moment in time, whilst the person's fingers are on there? And whilst the screen has got that full picture of that filthy scene. Or whilst the person is in the disco, or cinema, or rave club, or whilst he is committing adultery. And whilst he is committing adultery, the iman also leaves the person. The iman is not all dead also. La yazni zani hina yazni wa huwa mu'min. So one simple question, what if, and all these evils will leave our life. Of course there's going to be a little bit of pain that the person has to take on his heart, of restraining himself. But then Allah Ta'ala will give him the noor in that heart. And when that noor will come, the person will get sukoon, will get tranquility, will get peace, will get happiness. He will enjoy a kind of sweetness of iman in his heart when he's going to do it over a period of time. It's not that one gaze will over and then we go and see how much of noor came.
That is our condition. 2 rakat namaz we make, then we want to see in the mirror. Maulana checked, Noor came on my face. So we have to do it over a period of time. And the Noor Allah Ta'ala will give in the heart. And when it gets overfilled, then it will show out too. One person was invited, one very great Waliullah. Somebody invited him. When he invited him, so he accepted the invitation. When he went for the invitation, now he's waiting for the food. So only one small drumstick was in the plate. One piece of drumstick, and that too very small one. Now he said, bhai, khana lao. He said, bas yehi khana hai, ab aur kya. Finish. So now he's waiting. So he said, nah, humne suna tha ke Allah walon ke andar bahut noor hota hai. They are filled with noor. So now this much should be sufficient because, I mean, you are filled with noor. So he said, bewakoof gada kahi ka. He said, noor dil mein hota hai ke pet mein hota hai. That noor is given in the heart or is given in the stomach. For the stomach you need food. For the heart you need noor. That food is required for the stomach. That won't fill up. So this noor Allah Ta'ala then gives in the heart. And when that noor is filled in the heart, wallah, we can take billion qasams in the masjid and say that those people who have experienced, we don't have it, I don't have it myself too. We try. But those whom Allah Ta'ala has given that experience, when noor is filled in their heart, then they will take into consideration no wealth of the world. They've got such a wealth in their heart that if only the kings had known what they have, they would have sent an army to snatch it away. Allah Ta'ala gives them such kind of sukoon. Mana ke meer gulshan hai jannat to dur hai arif hai magar dil mein khaliq hai jannat liye hue. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants to give us, the best of both worlds. That in this world we will still eat, drink, live in a good home, drive a good car, nobody will stop us. But inside the heart there will be sukoon, there will be peace, there will be tranquility. There will be this connection with our Allah. So therefore he says, Aane wali kis se tali jayegi, jaan theri jaane wali jayegi, rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi. The huge body will be there, but can't move the hand, cannot move the legs, nothing. Finish. The person's car, the person's home, the person's bank balance, the person's assets, whatever he had, material things, everything remains behind. It is so sad sometimes when you see people who built up everything on the outside but nothing on the inside. When they are leaving, then at that time they look around and they just make hi. I wish, but it's too late. Because everything of the outside will remain outside. What we have built inside we will take with us. When a person travels, he doesn't take all his goods and everything with him. He doesn't take his house with him, his cars with him and everything with him. He only takes that much currency and that much baggage. Like that, when the person leaves this world, he leaves behind everything. The only thing he takes is his action, his amal. That much is enough for tonight. If we take that much lesson, that one night we, or one day we have to leave this world. Nowadays, even in Qabristan, it does not seem to give us any lessons. We go to the Qabristan, there to all worldly talk, worldly gossip. Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی
शान तेरी हर आन नई है, गाह जमाली गाह जलाली, वो भी अजब खुशबख्त है जिसने कल्ब में तेरी याद बसाली. How fortunate is that person who built up your remembrance in his heart, jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. That is the most fortunate person. And the person who will remember Allah Ta'ala, the one who becomes Allah Ta'ala's, man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu, then Allah Ta'ala becomes his. Allah Ta'ala is not going to sit tight with all the treasures that he has. For whom has he got all that? Allah Ta'ala wants us to draw from his treasures. But then we have to build up that remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in our heart. That wherever we are, that's all we have to find out. Is my Allah pleased with this action or not? Now what is difficult in that? But because of the environment, we keep talking about environment. So the environment, I've kept on saying that we must change the environment. There's nobody forcing us that we must in our homes watch all the haram or miss our salat, or swear, or curse, or be abusive to the wife, to the children. Now all those things, who is forcing us to do in our home? That we must bring all those videos, movies, Hollywood, Bollywood. So the environment we can change. Environment is in our hands to change. And we are believers in Allah Ta'ala, so we must have the power to change that environment. Outside, lots of things probably we can't change. But the thing is that within our lives and within our homes we can change the environment. Zamana hum ko badal sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana khud hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. The environment should not change us, we should change the environment. Otherwise what kind of Muslims we are? That we say environment. So that means if the environment is where nobody makes salat, so we don't make salat. In the environment of drink and drugs and liquor and wine and women, so then we do the same thing. Then we are not fulfilling the obligation and responsibility that Allah Ta'ala placed upon us. So therefore we say, wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. How fortunate is that person who has built up in his heart your love, your muhabbat, your remembrance. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. To earn a livelihood is one of the farz after the other farais. We have to earn halal livelihood.
But when the person, the only thing he knows is to earn livelihood, and he forgets all the other farais, all the other wajibats and everything else that is his responsibility and obligation. So he says, kasb mein dunya hi ke raha mein, deen ki daulat kuch na kamai, waqt yun hi bekar guzara, wasted my valuable precious time, my whole life I wasted. Now who is saying this? He's a waliullah, a great wali of Allah. So it is not his life that he's talking about, it is our life. They spend their time correctly. But that is the hallmark of the pious and the righteous, that they consider themselves as absolutely useless, insignificant. They don't have any kind of pride. The more fruit on the branches, the more the branches bow down. More humility comes. The person who with a little bit of ibadah, zikr, tilawat and charity starts getting arrogant and proud, then he can never become a waliullah. So what he is saying is actually our state of life. That he says we wasted our time. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں. Say, I am the worst in your creation, O Allah. I am the worst of all sinners on the surface of this earth. Now that didn't prevent this great, great Khulafa-i Rashideen. It did not prevent them from ruling over the world. It did not prevent them from reaching the highest status in land. It did not prevent them from all the other activities of life because they considered themselves as being insignificant or they annihilated themselves. Now that is our misunderstanding. We think that if a person is going to think like that, then after that he is useless, then he can do no work. There's no such thing. It gives that person more himmat and courage because now he believes that everything is from Allah Ta'ala. So he will go more towards Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala will give him more elevation. So he says, Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga, kon si maine ki na burai. But if we look at our lives, then indeed it is true. He says, which sin I have not committed? If we all take stock of our lives, we take an x-ray of our lives, which sin we have not committed?
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ My beloved Allah, save me from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan are the two terrorists which Allah Ta'ala has identified. I keep saying that up till now nobody knows how to identify or give a proper definition of who a terrorist is. However, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has identified nafs and shaitan. These are the two terrorists. These are the two enemies that you must be very, very careful about. Because the others, they could just give you death and this takes your iman away.
She says, "Oh Allah, make me yours. For if Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, then the kingdoms of Allah will become ours. Everything will work in our favor. And if Allah Ta'ala is not ours, there will be restlessness, anxieties, worries, problems, all kinds of restlessness Allah Ta'ala gives when we distance ourselves from Him.
اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار العيوب غفار الذنوب الله Oh my most beloved Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most forgiving Allah, most tolerant Allah, most generous, most kind Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. This part of the night, the 21st of Ramadan, my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, such a large number of young friends, after the Taraweeh Salat, when there's so much of other attractions and distractions, Ya Allah, they have sat here. They are raising their hands before you. You dearly love the ibadat of the youth. Ya Allah, we have little children amongst us. We have those whose hair has gone white on their beards and heads. Ya Allah, we all are raising our heads before you. Ya Allah, the rains of Rahmat are pouring. In these Mubarak nights, your mercy knows no limits. Your forgiveness knows no limits. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging every sin of ours. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. We have spent all our lives in your disobedience. How much of our sight in your disobedience? How much of our hearing in your disobedience? How much of our speech in your disobedience? How much of haram we have touched with our hands. How much of haram places we have walked with our feet. Ya Allah, how much of illicit love relationships we have been involved in. How much of drugs and drink and wine and women in our lives. My beloved Allah, different people have got different weaknesses. But all of us are sinful servants of yours. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Mere Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai. Whatever we may be, we are your servants, we are your slaves. Where do we go? There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. There is no other door that we can tap, no other home in which we can beg. Ya Allah, it is the 21st night of Ramadan. My beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Open the floodgates of mercy for us. Open the floodgates of mercy for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open the floodgates of maghfirat and forgiveness for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, overlook our shortcomings, our weaknesses, our faults and our sins. For we are not justifying any of our sins, my Allah. We are acknowledging every sin of ours. And you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. What else has kept us sitting here except we are hopeful of mercy and forgiveness? Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, we seem to be enjoying sins whereas we're supposed to be enjoying good deeds and good actions. My beloved Allah, but you can change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they came from different backgrounds. Some were from the Kuffar, some from the Mushrikeen, some from the Yahud, and some from the Nasara, some from the Munafiqeen. Different backgrounds so many came from. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Ya Allah, they were pleased with you were pleased with them. If you could have brought about such a dramatic change in their lives, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Ya Allah, you have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan are our declared enemies. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Hamara banja hame apna banale. If you are ours, everything will be ours. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our businesses. Give us barakat in our homes. Give us barakat in our lives. Give us barakat and blessing in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Don't snatch and seize those bounties because of our disobedience, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. Oh, my Rahim Allah. My Kareem Allah. So many of our brothers and sisters are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, we are all sick, spiritually sick and physically ill. My beloved Allah, bless each and every one with complete shifa, whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us. My beloved Allah, bless each and every one with complete shifa. Ya Allah, shifa lies in your hands. We know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us, my Allah. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, give them wealth. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq. Ya Allah, those who are in search of marriage partners, give them marriage partners who will be compatible, righteous and pious, who will fulfill the rights. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make the children the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Make them a sadqa jariya for the parents. Ya Allah, those whose children have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evil, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Oh, my beloved Allah. Oh, my Rahim Allah. My Kareem Allah. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirat. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, what capital do we have of good deeds to bring across onto the other side? How are we going to face you on the day of judgment? Ya Allah, don't cause any embarrassment to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of our deeds and actions. Ya Allah, how much of his blood was shed? In Taif he was stoned, his shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. He was stoned in Uhud, he fell down unconscious. His teeth were shattered. The pin of the helmet penetrates his jaws. Ya Allah, he stands whole night in prayers for the sake of the Ummat. When he is informed that Ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, that Ummat for whom so much of your tears were shed, The ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, drugs, adultery, fornication, dancing on the stages of the world, acting in films. Ha, my Allah. How are we going to ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for shafaat on the day of Qiyamah? Ya Allah, when he is informed of the state of his ummah, how much of pain and suffering it must be causing to your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, tonight we are seeking forgiveness. We are pledging not to return to those sins again. We want to become your walis and your friends, Ya Allah. Remove the obstacles from our path. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. My beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Kaash Madina ab watan hota. وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا make our bodies a patch of the earth of Madina Sharif if it is not destined there wherever it may be let it be destined that you are pleased with us Ya Allah bless us all with the best of dunya the best of akhirah Protect our Iman, our Islam. Protect our homes, our properties, our children, our wives. Protect the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Protect our Masajid, our Madaris, our Khanqas. The work of Dawat and Tabligh. Ya Allah, jitne bhi dini kaam hai, sabko qubool kar le. Bless all workers with ikhlas in whatever dini activity they are engaged in. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. How much he begged for us, how much he asked for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Ya Allah, protect us and protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Rahim, accept our fast, our zikr, our tilawat, our charities, our zakat. Those who are gone for umrah, make it maqbool and mabroor. Those who are planning for hajj, Ya Allah, make their hajj asan. Ya Allah, remove all the obstacles and difficulties in their path. Ya Allah, make it easy for them to reach Makkatul Mukarramah. Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, make their hajj maqbool and mabroor. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good desires, the good wishes, the aspirations. There are so many students here who are writing examinations. There are so many others who have got different kinds of needs. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the needs, of the wishes, of the desires and the aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, the 21st of Ramadan. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the problems of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, with your fazl and with the barakat of this 21st night, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering. Those who are writing examinations, give them complete success. Make them assets for our community. Ya Allah, protect them from the fitnas at the schools and the colleges and the universities. Rabbana taqabbal minna. إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وسلم يا الله all those who have passed away fill the graves with noor bless them with jannat ul firdaus give the family members kith and kin sabr jameel and ajr azim وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وآله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.